Rocks. Okay, we'd like to say hello and welcome. You're listening to Trigger Happy Memories live from Amory, Wisconsin on WPCA 93.1 FM, or perhaps on your phone or computer. My name is Mike Murtha, and co-host, as always, is Eddie Schmidt, and we are members of the band Trigger Happy. And I'm from the Hammond, Wisconsin area. Eddie is from White Ash Lake area, Fox Creek area, just north of here. And we want to say thank you for tuning us in. We'll be doing some live music and some lively stories, I hope. So sit back and listen. Tell your friends and neighbors this is small town, hometown, old-fashioned radio, just the way we like it. And we hope that you do, too. And we hope that we trigger some happy memories. Let's do it. Yeah. Once again, this is Trigger Happy Memories. We're in Amory, Wisconsin, downtown Amory, WPCA Radio 93.1, and we're ready to do a new show here. We are here every Thursday, but they do the rebroadcast except for the last Thursday, and that is tonight. And Eddie, how you doing there?
Real good.
Well, good. Did you realize this is our anniversary show?
I did not until you started saying that tonight. That yeah. We've been doing this for longer than I can believe.
We started September of 17, so this was finishing 4 years. We're starting 5 years. So, and I thank you for supporting my crazy idea. I asked you about this. I talked Bob into it, and he talked me into it. But I talked to you, and you said I can do this. So, thank you, Eddie. It would not be the same without you here. So, thank you for all you've done. And we got a little bit different show. Dave Schrader was going to be our guest. He's a drummer down in Eau Claire, and he had some issues going on kind of last minute, so we just kind of shifted gears, but we're going to reschedule with
Dave. Dave will be on again with us sometime. We'll get it worked out.
Dave, if you're listening, you're not off the hook. We're going to get you in here. But we have Doug Gorton, one of your old drummers from the past.
Great friend forever.
He's going to speak a little bit with us here and just reminisce some stories about the past there, too. And so we got a lot of music. We got Dan Wohl with us tonight, too, going to do a little talk and maybe tell a couple stories.
I've got a report, too, from Nashville. I was just down there.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you that.
We'll talk about that and all the neat things I saw down there. So.
Well, why don't you share a little bit of that right now, then we'll do some music. But, you were in Nashville for like 4 or 5 days, was it?
Yeah, we went down, flew down on a Friday, flew back on a Tuesday, but so we had Saturday, Sunday, and Monday to check out the local scene and Broadway. And the main thing I wanted to do was be down there Monday night to go down and see the Time Jumpers, because you'd been down there and seen them before. Vince Gill used to play with them, but they said it's been about a year since he's been with them. So busy with the Eagles and doing other stuff, but they're pretty much the cream of the crop when it comes to the Nashville players, with three fiddles playing harmony and a great keyboard accordion player and Ranger Doug from the Riders in the Sky and Paul Franklin. He's probably the best, got to be one of the best steel players there is in the country now, and I sure got a new respect for him. Mm. And this other guitar player, I think, that played with Haggard for a while. But it was just amazing, and seeing all the local players down on Broadway and pack up their stuff, and 10 minutes later they're playing Three Doors Down in the next bar. And the steel player that I recognize from YouTube, that Denny Marion told me to listen to, and packed up his steel, didn't even take the legs off it, had it upside down in the case on his cart, rolled down the street, and we walked out, and there he was playing
with somebody else.
Yeah, so.
Do those guys, are they doing some big shows, traveling, and then when they're home, they're doing that? Or?
I think so. Well, that steel player, because he goes and plays stuff on the road with Gene Watson, and then I got to see the steel player that played with George Jones for 30 years. Wow. On Saturday morning, they were playing at Johnny Cash's Cafe.
Mm.
There's a cafe bar next to the Johnny Cash Museum, and he was just... He knew every lick just where it was supposed to be from every song. And,
yeah.
But yeah, so.
Well, the time jumper is the one thing you and I talked about that stuck out to me. It's like, 13, 14 people up there, and their sound is amazing. It's not blowing you off your chairs. It's full, big, but not like this big concert sound that's, you know, just crashing. You're just sweet, sweet, beautiful, good music. So,
yeah.
Well, let's do a song, Eddie. And we're going to come back and talk to Doug, and we got, like I said, we got Dan Wohl, and this is Trigger Happy Memories. If you're just tuning in and driving through town, we'll be here till 8 o'clock.
They're not driving through on Main Street, not quite yet.
That's true.
October 15th, they'll be driving down Main Street. Okay.
Let's try a little song here by the Everly Brothers called Let It Be Me. So.
The day I found you, I want to stay around you, and so I beg you, let it be me. Don't take this heaven from one, if you must cling to someone, now and forever. Let it be me. Each time we meet, love, I find complete love. Without your sweet love, what would life be?
Good.
We've been doing that one a few years together.
Yes, we have. I don't think I've played guitar on it before. I've played bass, but if I got started, I hope I know all these chords. But that was very, very good.
You know how you left-handed guitar players are. That one kid in Nashville, I sent you a picture when we were at this, I don't know if it was the Nashville Palace or something, a great group playing, and some young kid, he couldn't have been in his mid-20s, playing left-handed, upside down, just like you got your strings on your bass.
Sure.
And just playing like a wild man.
I just, oh,
So I had to send you a picture of that.
Well, good.
All you left-handed guitar players out there.
Yeah, there's not too many of us out there. But do you want to do your instrumental, and then we'll do a little visiting with...
Oh, we can talk to Doug a little bit, and then we'll
All right, we'll do that. Yeah, Doug Gordon, he's our guest here. He was the drummer with you and Skip Spaulding.
Yep.
And you go ahead, Eddie.
Doug and I went to vocational school together and met there, and both of us have been making, or did make, eyeglasses for over 40 years, both of us. So with two of us in a room, we got over 80 years of optical experience, in case anybody needs their glasses fixed. But
right.
Doug and I met. How are you doing tonight, Doug?
Great. It's great to be here. And I think you and I figured out the math on the way over. It's been 43 years when we met there in school. And I recall, Ed, meeting you early on, this young Wisconsin cheese eater that was pretty bashful at the time, but we got to know each other real well, and you had mentioned it one day that you were a musician, and you had worked with a band that was looking for a drummer and called the Skip Spaulding Show. And so that gave an opportunity for the next couple years playing country western, and up until then I had never played country before. It was rock and roll of 50s, 60s, 70s, that was the thing, and so it gave an opportunity to get into a little more country, and playing with you, your brother Steve, Milton Rand, and of course Skip, and that was a wonderful time. That was a very wonderful time.
Yeah.
Some of the places you guys played at, I mean, we'd see you here locally once in a while, but where were was it the Twin City area you played, or what? Where did you guys play?
Like the Lantern Lounge up in, I don't know if we did that. We used to play at Milt's Club, the Bonanza Club.
Bonanza was in Coon Rapids.
Okay.
A lot of the areas was in western Wisconsin here.
Yep.
But
Osceola,
sure.
That,
and not to mention rodeos.
Not to mention rodeos.
You know, if you can imagine coming out, I can never would imagine coming out into a rodeo arena on a hay wagon. And then, we're playing these songs, and here comes Skip on a horse.
On a horse.
Waving his hat, like right out of a western. It's like
he
awesome. Knows,
he knew how to play it up.
He was a great frontman, he sure did.
Did you want to spin that record now of Skip?
Or
do you want to wait?
Well, sure, as long as we're talking about Skip. We've actually got the original recording. Skip went to Nashville and recorded this, and he did tell me, I think it is Buddy Emmons playing steel on this, so it's a song that we actually do once in a while with Trigger Happy called Lighter Shade of Blue. So, but
and we
this
actually,
is it. Yeah.
Yep.
Distant dreams and dying hopes of a long lost love affair. Then I'll go down to the bar room. That's where I'll forget you, 'cause I'll drown my sorrows to a lighter shade of blue. Thank you. I'm reminded of a love that's past repair, of distant hopes and dying dreams, of a long-lost love affair. Then I'll go down to the bar room. That's where I'll forget you, 'cause I'll drown my sorrows too. A lighter shade of blue. I'll drown my sorrows too. A lighter shade of blue.
Skip Spaulding, live and on the inside. I had to go digging, and I found that 45. I had to ask Bob. I said, we can play a 45 at the station. He said, oh, yeah, we can play that.
That's really good. He had that Johnny Bush kind of voice, didn't he?
Yeah, and he was kind of holding on to his notes like
yeah.
Willie Nelson.
Yep.
And but boy, that guy could sing.
Yeah, no kidding. How many years did you work with that group then, Doug?
I believe it was about 2.5 years.
Yeah,
we had that
I think
worked together.
You stayed on even after I went off with Stony Ridge, I think.
Okay, yes, yes. You know, we were talking earlier about venues to play at, and you and I were chatting earlier how things have changed so much. From the venues where you actually played in dance halls with setups, I mean, where has that gone?
Yeah.
And Stillwater State Prison.
Yeah, remember? We got to play at Stillwater State.
And we brought Margie Gale in.
And had a gale singer.
And
she wore hot pants on the way in. And
oh, boy. I bet they liked her.
Oh,
right?
they were pretty fond of Margie.
It was a long, long walk from the security entrance to the hall that we played with Margie Gale in her hot pants.
Oh, boy. Oh, that's good stuff. Yeah. So, do you get any more on that, or we can come back to?
Well, we can come back tomorrow.
We got
more stories we can come back with, too. And
I'm kind of anxious to hear you do that instrumental.
Oh.
That if you're up for it.
Yeah, we can sure try it. I was on YouTube the other day looking basic stuff for the C6 lap steel that I'd been playing a little bit. And this song was a guy playing this song, and I didn't remember hearing it. It's called Sugar Moon, but it's an old Bob Wills tune, and I thought, boy, that's kind of neat. So I kind of worked it up, and I told Mike, give this a listen, because we can maybe try this. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully we'll end up in this same room. Okay, it's in a key of C, in case anybody's playing along at home. One, two.
Eddie, that's a good song. I tuned in on YouTube with Asleep at the Wheel. That is really good.
There's some words. There's words to it that I haven't quite got done yet. But
sure.
Like Mike and I were talking about, you listen to these old shows, and terms that people talked about before, like when they were talking about their girl, they were talking about sugar.
Yeah.
Having them putting a little sugar on their cheek, you don't.
Yeah, Andy Griffith would, yeah, give me a little sugar, you know. Yeah.
You don't hear that too often anymore.
Sugar in the morning, sugar in the evening, sugar at supper time. Yeah, those songs, they don't use sugar anymore. That's changed. But anyhow, this is WPCA Radio 93.1 in Amory, Wisconsin. This is our 5-year anniversary, and we get free beer tonight, too, right? Right, Bob?
I think we forgot to announce that
we
to
forgot.
The public.
Oh, okay, well, whatever. We can, well, maybe there should be a party at your house tonight, Eddie. We could give you directions how to get there, but...
Don't bring a thing.
No, just bring yourself. That's all you got to do, but...
I'm sure Doug could show us how to mix a martini. He mixes a dandy martini, I'll tell you.
This Saturday, Eddie, we're going to be in the Amory area playing for it's the 5th annual Fall Family Barn Bash, and it's, if I can pronounce this, equine therapy. It's with horses, and it's disabled children that they work with them with therapy with horses, and we're playing for that party from 1:30 to 4:30 this Saturday, and it's over by Deronda, if I'm not mistaken, south of Deronda. It's called the Quarter Moon Acres, 55th Avenue, just south of Deronda a little bit there. But they got, I think, food and got games for kids and all. It's a very family-orientated little thing we're doing there. So it should be fun, 1:30 to 4:30. Anybody wants to get out and see some music?
They're bringing us old guys in to play some country music.
Yeah, yep, that's right.
That'll be fun.
Sure. I might try a song here. Doug, you're talking about playing for rodeos. We used to play with Marvin Rainwater years ago.
Is that right?
Yeah. And we used to do the JR Ranch with him. We did it for, I don't know, probably 3 years. But same thing, we'd be out, they'd bring us out on a wagon.
Oh, yeah.
Dusty, you know. He didn't ride it on a horse, but we did this whole thing just like you did. People are in between the intermission. But he had a great career. Based a lot of it on one song called Gonna Find Me a Bluebird, and I did a little bit of research on it, and Bob probably will know a lot of this too, but some of the people that recorded this, Brenda Lee, Kitty Wells, Eddie Arnold, Petula Clark, did you know that?
Yeah.
Billy Walker, Porter Wagner, and Skeeter Davis, I think, had a duet on this, Stonewall Jackson, Webb Pierce, Jim Reeves, and there's a bunch more, but
I bet you Skip recorded it too.
I got thinking too. If those songs, if that song was on, say, Brenda Lee's album, and that went, sold a million copies, I would think somewhere down the line Marvin made some money on all those.
Boy.
Wouldn't that be? Yeah.
He made money on every time it got played.
Sure. Yeah. But and we played with Marvin in Woodville. They would hire us to be the backup band. The Country Dam, the Nine Art Ranch. We were over in west of the Twin Cities for a few shows with him, too. And Marvin was a good guy. He was good to us. He was born in Wichita, Kansas. I looked up that song, too. It went to number 3 in the country charts. And I think it went number 1 a few regional areas, I'm sure.
Oh.
But it's registered as a number 3 on the charts for 5 months, number 18 in the pop charts. So, interesting background on this song. So
I remember sitting in the back of the blue van after we got done at the 9R Ranch one night playing with him.
Yeah.
And he's talking about that when that song was kind of hitting, and he was on the Arthur Godfrey show, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about the money difference from going to from $80 a month to $2,000 instantly
sure.
when that song hit way back then in the late 50s. So.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
Yeah, very interesting guy. Nice, yep. But and he lived to be 88, you know. I mean, he lived a hard life. But
you don't suppose he had a beer once in a while?
I think he did. But he probably spilled more than we drank. Huh? Okay, we'll try this. See if we can... Gonna find me a bluebird. Let him sing me a song, 'cause my heart's been broken. Much too long. Gonna chase me a rainbow through a heaven of blue.
wanted, my love unwanted, all for you. Send me a song, 'cause my heart's been broken much too long. Gonna chase me a rainbow through a heaven of blue, 'cause I'm all through crying.
Yeah, we'll dedicate that to Marvin Rainwater, our old friend. He died in September of 2013, age 88, so he had a wonderful life. Anyhow, Eddie, we got Doug here. You got anything more you want to talk about?
Oh, yeah, when Doug and I used to play with Skip over at the Coon Rapids Bonanza Club, where the 3-2 and setups, and he'd have these candles that he'd light at each table, and they were talking about all the heat that those candles gave out, but when we would do songs and stuff, and at the end of a song, Doug once in a while would throw in this little dabba 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 da bum bum, and he would throw this in, and Milt used to hate that.
Oh, I would never do that to Milton. Oh, he would turn around and just give me that stare.
Oh.
And of course, that would egg me on. I'd do it on the next song.
Yeah.
It wasn't very professional to do that.
Typical drummer, right?
No. But we all loved Milton.
Yeah, he was great. One of the last times I talked to Skip, we lost Skip June of this year. He passed away. I got heard from Skip's current wife down there north of Branson. But he was talking to me one of the last times he was talking to me on the phone. He goes, "Yeah, Milt," he says, when he was talking about him, he goes, he played kind of sloppy, but he sure was loyal. I thought, what a thing to say.
Oh, boy. Well, this is WPCA Radio 93.1, Trigger Happy Memories, and we are celebrating the anniversary of this show. I can't believe we're still here. They kept us around this long, Eddie. This has been fun. But we got another guest we're going to bring in here, Dan Wohl, who has been a longtime friend of mine, and we've played some music together. He has written a few books, and he helped me write a book, and he's got some interesting things. We're gonna maybe have him do even a little bit of reading about. You have a book called North of Highway 8, which is it's about our highway right up here, folks. There's lots of stories about that. But Dan, how you doing there? Welcome.
It's honored to be here.
Well, good. I'm glad you're here. Yeah. While you're doing that, I'm going to sneak behind you and going to... I got a surprise, Eddie. I brought my tuba. It's for the anniversary.
Oh.
When the word got out, the listenership just went right up there, right through the sky. But
well, Bob, here we go again.
So anyhow, Dan, what you got there?
I got a little reading. I don't want to get in the way of the musicians here. I play a little guitar, too, but nobody's ever paid me to play guitar, but I have been paid to write something. So, I want to add into the listeners that Mike Murtha here is also an author and has a great book called Stranger in a Small Town, which you can get on Amazon. You ought to give it a try. I've got a couple. Time's short because we got the real talent here with the music, but since we're in Amory, Wisconsin, and we are almost at North of Highway 8. I'm going to read a selection from a book called North of Highway 8, which, when I say that title and I read it at library, people think I'm going to tell a blonde joke or something. No, it's not a joke. North of Highway 8, to me, is a very, very special place, and it's kind of a state of mind. But I bet a lot of listeners, I know Eddie Schmidt is one, have done ice fishing.
Oh, yeah, and I live north of Highway 8, so I'm part of this book, I think.
And so how could I fit in? I thought, well, one thing everybody north of the highway knows about is getting the ice house off the lake on March 15th or by March 15th. And I happen to have a short story, so if you got 5 minutes, let me tell you about making a house call. This is the first story I ever got paid for. It says at the back of this, original version appeared in the Eau Claire Leader on February 8th, 1994. But here we go. Our ice house rescue began 50 miles south of Bone Lake in Hammond, Wisconsin, late in the afternoon under a gray, sweet-filled sky. Ice houses had to be off by March 15th, or the DNR would fine you an amount sufficient to justify your wife's complaints that you really do spend too much time fishing. Well, time was running out. Many people like to retrieve their ice houses early, but that requires too much group coordination and planning. If you wait, the person with his name and address on the door will panic at the last minute and volunteer to drive and make the arrangements. That would be me. So I offered my Jeep and enlisted my co-owners, Mr. Rhino, Rhino's 16-year-old son, Petey. It was only snowing a little bit when we left. By the time the windshield wiper broke, it was snowing hard. We pulled into a gas station, Amory, because Petey was running out of Cheetos to grind into the upholstery, and the rest of us needed coffee. I told Rhino to fill up the tank because the needle pointed toward full. On my particular Jeep, that means it's empty. It took 15 gallons. I fiddled with the windshield wiper, which looked like a black metallic tarantula crawling up the driver's window. A series of meticulous adjustments, culminating with my tying everything together with a wire, allowed the damaged arm to drunkenly wag back and forth. Occasionally, the blade would even graze a few snowflakes from the window. When we reached Bone Lake, conditions would have qualified as a whiteout. If it hadn't been so dark, it was difficult to find the house on the long, skinny glacial lake. The five-minute shakedown cruise across the lake was particularly tiresome for young Petey, who, being the tallest and lightest, had to endure having his head repeatedly banged on the dome light. The first thing to do when removing an ice house is to pry it loose. That requires the crummy 2x4s you keep in your garage. I brought four of them. Within 5 minutes, we loosened the house and reduced those studs to kindling, and that was bad. We needed them to make a ramp. We solved that problem by salvaging the two 2x6 skids which were torn off the house in the loosening process. The skids made a fine ramp, but a house without skids did not want to go. We were going to have to lift it on the trailer. Lifting heavy objects in concert is always interesting, but even more so when the footing is polished ice. Now, the general rule seems to be that any given time, at least one person will have a good enough grip to lift his corner in just such a manner that two or more of the other lifters either slip, drop their corner, or poke themselves with a nail protruding from where the skids used to be. I don't know how the house ended up on the trailer, maybe levitation, but we got it up there and piled into the Jeep. Our black Jeep roared through the driving snow toward the shoreline as complete darkness enveloped us. We bucked and slid and crashed through drifts, broke through old fish holes and flooded tire ruts. We were pulling this outsized plywood building, teetered upon a tiny snowmobile trailer. The jolting ride reached a crescendo as the Jeep dropped into, bang, 2 feet of open water separating the shore from the ice. The vehicle jounced up on the concrete boat ramp, dragging the reluctant ice house behind it. As we gained firmer land, Rhino hollered in alarm. The ice house was being rapidly reeled in toward the tailgate by a rope which had become mysteriously connected to the axle. Rhino crawled under the Jeep in the mud to untangle the rope from the axle. After a while, he asked for an axe. There was pounding. Bits of greasy rope began flying from underneath. When he said he was finished, the rest of us attempted to push the house back away from the Jeep and onto the trailer. We pushed hard, and the house went back, and boom! Over the edge onto Rhino's legs. This made him glum. After he promised never to write my name on the ice house again, we lifted it off of him. Well, the ride home made it all worthwhile. More Cheetos, more coffee. We sat quietly in the assuring glow of the tiny red and green instrument lights. We contemplated the camaraderie of the fish house ritual. I doubt that a long time from now people will be doing this, but it's somehow comforting to know that Petey will still have the memory of that stormy March night out on Bone Lake. So if you're not from Wisconsin, folks, that's the kind of story you'll hear in North of Highway 8. So, like I said, it's an honor to be here.
Great story, Dan.
Well, I also have children's illustrated books, but did I get this right, Mike? You said picture books wouldn't work on radio?
Right.
Well, thanks for having me, guys.
Well, Bob, he's actually got that tuba here for real.
Yeah. We're about to find out, maybe.
Yeah, I think so.
I'll grab these over here. Yes, I do have the tuba here. Hang on just a second. I got to get it tuned up here. So.
Yeah. I suppose you'll have to see if he can get it started. You know, he has trouble getting it started. It'll vapor lock on him once in a while. But
okay, we are here now. I'm going to try to get a little bit away here so I don't...
It sounds like it's going to go.
Yeah, choke it.
No, no, not that way. The choke. It's a sad one, folks. It's a sad one.
It's called Beautiful, Beautiful Drinker.
Dreamer.
Dreamer.
Dreamer. Beautiful, beautiful dreamer. He did it again, Bob.
He did. Okay, Eddie, why don't you try something out of that?
Well, he talked me into bringing the accordion in for one, too, so we don't use this very often, but people get a kick out of it. Here's one called Polka on the Piano on the Accordion. Do you see? The chaser. Well, folks, he did actually bring it. There's that tuba for you.
Yes,
you don't get that on every radio show live, I'll tell you.
And only on an anniversary.
And only on a...
Yes, and Bob says you only can bring it once a year. So
there.
So I didn't forget that, Bob. You said only once a year. So.
Yeah.
We're going to say hello to a few folks, and we're having lots of fun here. This is Trigger Happy Memories in Amory, Wisconsin. And we're here every Thursday.
But tonight is our new, brand new show again. But we're going to say hello to a few folks. I'll start with my wife, Debbie. Gary McIntyre, who is, he's been suffering from something called viral meningitis, Eddie. And he's doing some treatments from Rochester, and he's
that guy has had a lot of trouble.
Yeah, he has, and he's strong. He'll fight back, but say hello to him. Nick and Diane out in Santan Valley. Nick's been mowing my lawn out there. It's been raining so much that they got the grass is growing out in Arizona, so that's good.
Oh,
and Carrie Dean, who is part of your coffee group here, I talked to him in Deer Park, and he said he listens to our show, so we're flattered that he does that. Shirley Halliburton, I forgot to mention, Shirley had sent me a nice birthday card, and thank you, Shirley, for doing that. Edna Bjorkman, one of my old friends, Rodney Sather, Jim Bjorkman from Montana, Sunburst, Montana, Ruth in Houston, Texas, Mary in Stillwater, Renee Butler, Dave and Jeannie Larson up in Duluth, and I hope they're listening. They're good friends of ours, friends of Dan's as well. Tom Klinger, Greg Lane, Clarion, Putz, Bob Hubdy, our old drummer. Eddie is recovering from some...
Yep, he's coming around, right? He's doing good. Great to hear that, Buffalo. So
he's going to be in church with us the end of the month playing for our fall festival. You're going to be there,
yep,
too.
Yep, I'm going to come down.
But Eddie, you go ahead and say a few there.
I can just say hi to wife Joanne and Alan Ann, and they listen all the time. Tad Late and his wife, Darlene and the boys. Brian Jevning, I still get comments. He listens back to previous shows and asks me, now, did you have charts for that one? And I go, no, we don't have charts. And it was funny, but Greg Wheeler had breakfast in Bruce Crossing yesterday.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, nice.
But I don't know if he got to see the Urbis brothers up there or whatever. Doug, did you want to say hi to Liz? Is she listening, do you think?
Well, if she's not, we've got a problem here. And also to my son Keith and his girlfriend Kat. They're listening as well. And actually a little shout out to some of the folks back at work too that are tuned in. So Eddie, a little shout out to some of my worker buddies, you know, for my company.
You're still working, huh? I'm retired now. Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's all I got. So
yeah, okay. Did you want to sing a song there, Eddie?
Sure, we can do. Want to try a little Hello Trouble?
Sure.
There's an old Buck Owens song we used to do pretty regular. Don't do it quite as often anymore. But all those guitar pickers, almost all of the real fast pickers, all them guys are using thumb picks, and then they got long fingernails on their first two fingers, and they're the majority of them do that way. A lot of them don't do this single pick stuff. I don't know how, but that's... They're all so fast the way they do that. But anyway.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you one quick question. Is there still a lot of steel players in Nashville?
I think so. Okay. I was surprised how many steel players I saw during the day. Usually they used to come out later at night, but Saturday morning, the George Jones guys was there, and then, during the day, I was surprised I'd see a handful of steel players on Broadway the day, so that was great.
That's
for
great.
Me.
There was a time when they were kind of depleting, I think. Yeah. They didn't have as many steel players, but that's great, yeah. Okay,
so. Woke up this morning, happy as could be. Look out my window, what said I see? Coming down the sidewalk, just plain as day. Well, here comes trouble, and another thunder sea since you went away. Hello, trouble, come on in. Well, they talk about heartache, where the world you been. Ain't had the misery since you been gone. Well, hello, trouble, 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 welcome home. Pot of coffee
and you can rest your shoes, and you can tell me them sweet lies that I'll send to you. Was just a little part of the life we've lived. Although I'd rather have a little bit of trouble, oh, I'm never gonna love again. Hello, trouble, come on in. Well, to talk about heartache, where the world's been. Ain't had no misery since you been gone. Well, hello, trouble, 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 welcome home. Hello, trouble, 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 welcome home.
That's some
I think we remembered that one. We should probably keep doing that one.
That's a dandy. Yeah. Who did that originally? Was it Buck Owens or?
I think yeah. Because was that another song that Kay Kaiser? Did he used to do that?
I
too?
Think he did. Yep. So, I was going to tell you we were down in Green Bay for the Monday night game a week ago Monday
The
Detroit game, and the Dweebs were playing down in. They were out in one of the outbuildings before the game. And I text Mike to say, I'm going to try to find you. And I did. I went up the stage, and here was Mike. And he's like, wow, what are you doing here? And they were fun. They were just ripping it up, those guys, the Dweebs. They just really, really good. Lots of high energy and
Yeah, they know how to entertain, I'll tell you.
Yeah,
that's
for sure. Yeah. Do you want to try, should we sing another one together here, Eddie? So can we do this one, Blue Moon?
That'll work
every time.
What's the thing Dave Dudley used to say?
That'll work every time.
That'll work every time.
Dan Wolf taught me that song, and I passed it on to you, and thank you, Dan. I remember when we had Mike Blue up at the station here, and he was rehearsing something with us, and he just nails this Merle Haggard song. You played the lead perfectly, and you and I looked at him and said, that'll never work. He said, are you serious? No, we're not serious. It was great. But
I got one more quick story. When Doug and I were in school, and we went up to north of Anoka there, and we were going to try out with this Steve Lincoln band. And Doug still throws this line at me every once in a while. I can't remember what all we were playing, and I played saxophone with these guys, and we got done, and he says, well, what do you think? And Steve Lincoln looks at me, and he goes, well, I don't know if you're a little rusty or what. And Doug has never let me forget that line. So every time he comes out to play over Minnesota, Doug will come over, and like when Kenny and I were playing over that way, and I don't know if you're a little rusty or what. But
well, like when you were playing with Rex Cactus a couple of years ago, and Clarion says, I suppose you're saving all your hot licks for the next set, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we got done, I think, on the first break, and Clarion says, look, he says, well, you're probably just saving your best stuff towards the end of the night, then. You just never know with that guy.
So we're going to have to wind it up. You want to do anything on the last date or something?
Sure, we can play just a little bit of that.
We're going to just say some thank yous to Doug Gorton. Thanks, Doug, for coming up and sharing some stories with us. And Dan Wall, thank you for coming and always supporting us. And some great books. North of Highway 8, it's all short stories, so they're fun, they're quick, they're all good stories, just like what he read. And it's a great book. But he's got some other ones that are very, very good as well. But anyhow, thank you, Bob Zonk, and thank you, Lou Ann, for all she does. She is the... She's the brain, isn't she? Yes, and good for her. She's a wonderful person.
For putting all our old shows and getting the new shows on the archives so people can, when they can't listen, they can go back and listen to our stuff on the archives. So, we'll do just a little bit of this.
Okay.
After being in Nashville, I think I'm going to be bringing this double neck out more often. It'd be appreciated.
Yeah. Too. We'll be at Brautine this Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock, I believe. So come on out and see us there. And again, we'll be down by Deronda on Saturday afternoon, 1:30 to 4:30. So
thanks again to Doug and Dan, and thanks for 5 years.
Yes, thank you, Eddie, for 5 years. It's been great. So we'll catch you next time.